Hello, everyone, and welcome to ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been rearranged, reorchestrated, and remade. And I'm your host, Martyrus. Did you ever try to make a call to a company or department with a question or concern, or perhaps you're trying to make an appointment for something? In most cases, you'll be presented with a menu from which you'll have to choose the appropriate number for the department you're trying to reach. If you're one of the lucky few, you'll actually speak to a live person. However, after going through all the menu options, or after the live person has transferred your call, you may hear the following.
We're sorry. All of our representatives are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line, as we value your call.
And, well, that continues on until you've either reached the department or another live person, or you decide to hang up the phone and give up in despair. Well, for this week's episode number 119, we're going to be talking about hold music with a video game twist. You see, in a Discord channel for VGM Porn with my podcast brother Rage Cage, he just posted another episode of Shop Themes. I happened to comment, "Better than hold music, oh, that could be another topic." To which Rage Cage replied, "In-game hold music, challenge accepted." To which I then later thought, hey, this could be another question to pose. So I went over to Twix, Twitter/X, and posed a question about hold music. In the end, asking, so here's a question. What VGM tracks, original or cover/remix, would you like to hear while on hold? I also posted the same question in my own Discord channel. I got a bevy of responses, and well, I've decided to turn this into an episode, with an added challenge to see if I can find a cover or remix that would be similarly appropriate. So let's begin with our first entry from Theology, from the game Mario Kart Wii. This is Coconut Mall, composed by Ryo Nagamatsu and Asuka Oda.
Thank you.
That was Coconut Mall from the game Mario Kart Wii, composed by Ryo Nagamatsu and Asuka Oda. Well, Theology suggested the beginning of Coconut Mall, though I have to admit I wouldn't mind listening to this while on hold. In fact, I would be bopping my head and just grooving along. So, let's see if I found an appropriate cover or remix of this track. We're going to listen to Mario Kart Wii Coconut Mall Electro Swing Remix, remixed by Flamboyant Obsession. That was the Electro Swing Remix of Coconut Mall, remixed by Flamboyant Obsession. Well, I have to confess that this is quite a toss-up for me. I mean, they both sound great, both the original and the remix. I just can't figure out which one I like better. I don't know, maybe switch off between the two while on hold. Although, now that I think about it, here's a thought. I wonder if Theology could do a remix of the original track. In any case, both the original and the remix track are great as old music. But of course, we still have more responses to the question. So let's move along to our next response, submitted by Christopher Shenstrom, host of Gameable Audio, from the game Croc, Legend of the Gobos. This is Croc's Theme, composed by Justin Chevrona.
Thank you.
That was Croc's theme from the game Croc Legend of the Gobos, composed by Justin Chavrona. Christopher Shenstrom notes this one, and let's hope they want to stay, smiley face. Well, personally, I do want to stay listening to this, especially with that shiny trombone playing. And you've got the keyboards playing along, and that bass with that nice funky line. Man, it's just awesome. Now, did I find a comparable remix or cover of this track? Well, let's see. We're going to listen to Croc Theme Tune Remix, remixed by Inky. Just heard the Croc Theme Tune Remix, remixed by Inky. Well, I try to find an appropriate remix of the original track in terms of hold music. It's close, but I have to admit the bass is a bit overwhelming. Still, I think this would be appropriate to hear at a club, just because of that bass and you can feel it through the speakers. Oh well, the search continues. As we move along to our next submission from V, the VGM Lover. From the game Hat in Time, this is Clock Towers Beneath the Sea, composed by Pascal Michael Stifel. Thank you. That was Clock Towers Beneath the Sea from the game Hat in Time, composed by Pascal Michael Stifel. I have to admit, this is an interesting choice for hold music from a video game. Pretty dreamy. And, well, in fact, I'd probably be falling asleep while I'm on hold. Being that this is such a dreamy track, I imagine this could be hold music for a company that does sleep therapy, or sells mattresses. Or maybe for that company that sells my pillows. That's a thought. Well, before I decide to nod off, let's listen to our next inspired track, and perhaps maybe appropriate for hold music. This is Clock Towers Beneath the Sea, a Hat in Time remix. Remixed by Noteblock. That was a remix of Clock Towers Beneath the Sea, remixed by Noteblock. From dreamy to lively, this is certainly a change in mood. Whereas the original track sounded like something that could make you fall asleep, this remix track will certainly do its darndest to keep you awake. A bit of a side thought here. I suppose most hold music is supposed to make you feel relaxed. I guess it's a way to quell any negative emotions the caller may have. Of course, hearing the same hold music for, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 minutes doesn't quite help. So perhaps maybe it's time for a hold music to change it up a bit. You know, at least to keep the caller online and interested. Just a thought. Anyway, let's continue on with our next answer to my question. What VGM tracks would you listen to while on hold? And here we have one from Alex the Messenger, the host of A VGM Journey. His track is from the game Mario Party, titled Rainbow Castle, composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. Was Rainbow Castle from the game Mario Party, composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. Definitely a pleasant track to listen to while on hold, and I dare say that I think this should be one of the top 10 VGM tracks for hold music. As for the other 9, I haven't quite figured those out yet, so I'll get back to you on that later. But yeah, this track, it just sounds relaxing. And in reference to the site that I had earlier, I have to admit I probably wouldn't have as much negative thoughts by the time the line was picked up. So the challenge is to find a remix or cover track that would be appropriate. And hopefully I found it in this one, remixed by PPF. Thank you. That was a remix of Rainbow Castle by PPF. Well, I think I did find the appropriate remix track in terms of hold music. And oddly enough, it makes the original track sound more pleasant. I mean, the acoustic guitar, the xylophone, the melodica, and the brush percussion make it all sound so awesome. I guess ultimately, I would go with this remix track for hold music. Maybe Alex the Messenger will agree, maybe he'll disagree. Not sure. What do you all think? And while you're thinking about that, let's take a break with this episode with a track from Honkai Star Rail. This is the extended version of Science Fiction, composed by Eli W. of Hoyomix. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Sorry to have put you guys on hold, but I hope you enjoy listening to that track. That was the extended version of Science Fiction from the game Honkai Star Rail, composed by Eli W. of Hoyomix. Let's continue on with our episode about video game music and hold music, as we have our next submission through Twix by Sebastian Wolf. Coming from the game Undertale, his suggestion was Dog Song, composed by Toby Fox. Well, that was interesting. That was Dog Song from the game Undertale, composed by Toby Fox. If most of you are confused by this track, then something tells me you've probably never have played Undertale, or are probably hearing about it for the first time. This track normally plays during the battle against the Greater Dog mini-boss, when the annoying dog steals the legendary artifact in the artifact room, and also in the end of hard mode after defeating Toriel. However, you can hear this track in various other places. Depending upon who you spare, which enemies you only defeat, and if you decide to hack the game. Now, in terms of hold music, I replied back to Sebastian Wolf saying, "This is very funny, and I feel like I would be hearing this while on hold at a pet store or vet's office." I suppose either of those places would have an interesting sense of humor. Well, let's see if this remix track may be of interest as hold music as well. This is the remix of Dog Song, remixed by Louis Jenga Music. Woof. That was the remix of a dog song, remixed by Louis Jenga Music. Words fail to express how much I enjoy and how much I'm amused by this remix. It starts off slow and steady, and then after a few measures, it just thrusts you into something fast and frenetic. It gives you a bit of some breathing room in the middle of the track, but suddenly you're right back in the action. Until finally towards the end of this roller coaster ride, it just brings you back down to earth, leaving you rather confused. In terms of hold music, it's debatable. I suppose if you were devious enough, you could use this track as hold music for a telemarketer or someone else putting you on hold. Well, let's move along to our next response, submitted by Heat Override. Well, actually, on Twix he submitted two, but I decided to choose one of them, and I hope he doesn't mind. One of them comes from the game Breath of Fire 3, and his track is To a Distant Place, Overworld Theme 2, composed by Akari Kaida. To a Distant Place, Overworld Theme 2, from the game Breath of Fire 3, composed by Akari Kaida. I think I prefer this track as hold music, though I know Heat Override submitted another track from Super Mario Galaxy, but time is of the essence, so I had to choose one. Anyway, Heat Override comments, here's another one that fits the bill, but on another level from the other time that I suggested. This also reminds me of how fresh this song was when you hear it for the first time. It's so smooth. Enjoy. Well, I agree. It definitely sounds smooth. I wonder if Professor Tom would agree. It's relaxing, it's soothing, and certainly puts your mind at ease as you're waiting for the call to return. So, I wonder if Heat Override would consider this inspired track a remix of To a Distant Place, remixed by Valorion. Thank you. was Breath of Fire 3 to a Distant Place, remixed by Valorion. I suppose you could say that really isn't too much different from the original track. Whereas in the original track, you can hear the flute emphasized, in contrast to this remix, in which this time it's replaced by an organ. Still, it is a remix, and it's an interesting interpretation of the original track. And perhaps funny as it sounds, I feel like this could be hold music for a church or a religious organization. I know, it sounds rather biased. I mean, yeah, organ music is something you'd hear in a religious ceremony. But hey, I mean, why not throw something new and refreshing? And come to think of it, considering the fact that they sound rather similar, I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard for someone to splice both of these tracks together, so that in one part you could hear the flute, and then in another part you could hear the organ. Just a thought. In either case, both these tracks sound great. In any case, let's move on to our next submission. In fact, this is coming from the Discord channel for ReVGM. And it is Pocket Ellery who submitted this track from the game Pokemon Gold Silver Crystal. This is Azalea Town / Blackthorn City, composed by Junichi Masuda, Go Ichinose, and Morikazu Aoki. Azalea Town / Blackthorn City from the game Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal, composed by Junichi Masuda, Go Ichinose, and Morikazu Aoki. This is actually not too bad. In fact, it's actually pretty cheery. In fact, I feel like this could be hold music for a city department or office. Just a thought, but definitely it is a good track. But perhaps you'll consider this next inspired track, remixed by Qmu. Thank you. That was Pokemon GSC Azalea Town / Blackthorn City Remix, remixed by QMew. Well, I'm sorry to say that I actually prefer this remix track over the original. I feel that it updates the original track with some different instruments, but yet it retains that original mood or feeling. And just as I stated before with one of the other tracks, I feel like this and the original could be spliced together so it sounds like they switch between each other. At least this way you get the attention of your caller while they're on hold. Well, I do have one more submission here from the Discord channel coming from GameFan44. Unfortunately for my part, I actually could not find any cover or remix of her track. But I will say after listening to it, it is definitely a pleasant track to listen to while being put on hold. So I hope she doesn't mind that this track will be used to close our episode. Well, that about does it for this episode of Hold Music. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this. You can all visit my website at re-vgm.com. There you'll find all the episodes with a show note, a track listing, and a YouTube playlist. There's also another page called Remix Info, which has a list of all the cover and remix musicians featured. There you'll find links to their personal and business websites, their social media platforms, any of their works on such places as Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and any of their support pages, such as Patreon and Ko-fi. I do hope that you'll consider supporting all of these musicians by visiting their pages, following and subscribing to their channels, adding their music to your playlist, donating to their support pages, and buying any of their albums and merch. Another page of interest is Staff News, which has links to news articles related to video game music, and is updated as I find them. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to this episode, so perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the podcast. You'll find it on many streaming services. You might be familiar with Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iHeart, and Audible. But if not these, there's also other streaming services such as Podbean, Podcast Index, TuneIn, Deezer, Podchaser, Good Pods, and Pocket Casts. But wait, there's also a website called TerraPlayer, the home of your favorite gaming music and entertainment podcasts, live and on demand. Using your browser, you can listen at the web address TerraPlayer.com. You can also listen through Amazon Alexa with the skill name TerraPlayer and through the TerraPlayer app. Using your Google Android or Apple iOS device or Amazon Fire tablet. You can follow me in the podcast on Instagram and Twix at re_VGM. You are welcome to send a direct message to either of those platforms to suggest a topic to discuss, request a track to hear on the show, or consider a remix or cover artist to feature. Of course, if you are such a cover or remix artist, perhaps you'd like to be featured on the show. In addition to our regular episodes, there is On Stage Now and At the Listening Lounge. Ooh, and finally, you can join the Discord channel for ReVGM. Link will be provided in the show notes. My thanks and appreciation to everyone, new and returning, for listening and subscribing to the podcast, visiting my website, and following me on social media. It is very much appreciated, believe me. As I stated before, we're going to close out this episode with a submission from GameFan44 through the Discord channel. And it is Light Pollution from the game Dust Force, composed by Terrence Lee. I'm your host, Martyrus, and this is a ReVGM, a podcast about video game music that has been remade, rearranged, and reorchestrated. Do enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. And be safe out there.